Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Robert Bose, CEO and president of Aura Silver Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is AUU, and Aura Silver Resources is engaged in the acquisition, exploration, and development of precious metal prospects in Canada and Mexico. Thanks for joining us, Robert.
Thanks to you, Juan.
Great. Anytime. Now, start off by talking to us about the financing to fund the helicopter survey for your Greyhound property to begin phase one drilling.
Sure. We just raised about a small amount, $332,000 worth of what's called flow-through financing. It's a tax-advantaged financing for junior explorers in Canada. That was done at 32 cents, a premium to the market. We had a lot of demand for that. And part of that is going to fund what's called a VTEM survey. It's a helicopter-driven geophysical survey that actually is, from my understanding, it gives us a better idea of specific drill targets on a Nunavut project. So we'll fly that. It's in the process of being flown right now. We'll probably get the results next week, and then there's going to be probably about a month of analysis that will be undertaken that will give us a good understanding of where we should be putting drill rigs that will probably be initiated in the spring, sometime in April, where you have more light, you have better access to some of the drill pads that we want to put in.
Better weather also, I imagine.
It'll be better weather, too. And now, the lakes will still be frozen up there, which makes it better for us because the drill rigs will be hauled around on skids, which is probably a lot cheaper to do than flying them around the property and by helicopter.
Definitely. And bring us up to speed on your two projects in Mexico, your Tavache property as well as Higo Blanco.
Well, Higo Blanco is the name of this huge jasperoid complex that we have going through east to Tavache, and it goes down into our property, other property, which is called Almadalia. This is a silicified limestone geological structure, which is normally occasioned with high mineralization of gold and silver. We actually stumbled across this 2 years ago. Our geologists, who are probably some of the best in the world, I think, they came into this area and said, "Listen, this is something unique." So we did a lot of trenching over the last year and a half and found consistent silver and gold right along this 6 to 7 kilometer trend. And our first phase of drilling came up with a great results, and basically the results that we expected from a geochemistry standpoint and a geophysical standpoint. So we're in phase two right now and drilling, and we hope to get similar results that we received in on phase one.
Great. And so talk about some of the market trends right now, and how well positioned Aura Silver is to capitalize on them.
Well, the market trend right now is there's still a slight negative trend in terms of financing for exploration companies. I've talked to a lot of junior explorers that have run out of cash but still have fairly good properties, and they find it difficult to raise money. With the results we got in Mexico, that was a bit of a godsend for us because with those results and the buoyancy of our stock, we've had fairly good interest in financing. Our flow-through financing went through fairly quickly, and we'll probably be looking for to raise money sometime over the next 3 to 4 months for Mexico. It's tough. But with drill results, you normally get the financing done.
Great. And what are some of the factors that makes Aura Silver Resources unique here from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, you know what? I've always looked at mining companies, junior exploration mining companies that have large tracts of land that, as a result of drilling, could come up with a large-scale mining operation. There's a number of exploration companies out there that have good drill results, but on small tracts of land. What we have in Mexico, we have 43,000 hectares in Mexico. We have something in excess of 20,000 hectares in Canada. These are large properties, and with the structure of the geology that we've seen in both, we have the potential of developing fairly large, shallow mining operations in future. Now, this is just a potential, and I can't predict it until we get the drill results out. But with the geophysical and geochemical analysis that we've done to date, both properties show the prospect of large-scale mining in future if we get the drill results.
Great, and perhaps you can walk us through your background experience, Robert, as well as that of some of the key management over at Orosol.
Sure, I come from a financial background. I grew up in treasury departments. I've run portfolios for high net worth individuals, and I've done research in investment banking, all in finance. And I was introduced to the mining business when I ran. I was the head of research at Dundee Securities in Canada. We built a mining team that is still now one of the better mining teams in Canada. I got involved in on boards, a variety of boards for some of my former clients, and I'm still on four different boards in the mining industry and in various commodities, uranium, gold, and silver. What I contribute to Aura is that financial background, the ability to finance various projects that we have, and hopefully the ability to communicate to our stockholders where we can get stockholder value up to higher levels, and I think we're on that upswing right now with the properties we have and the potential results that we can publish over the next few weeks.
Good. And so, what specific milestones and objectives does the management team and do you hope to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, next 12 months. Number one, we want to get phase two in Mexico behind us so that we can get our team together and take a hard look at where we go beyond that. Because I think after phase two, we have to look to develop an actual resource, a 43-101 resource in Mexico. At that stage, it gives us more upside, both in the stock price, but and the capability of financing Mexico. In Canada, and none of it, once we get our drill targets identified after this VTEM survey, we'll, as I said, we'll drill in April, and it will be about 20 drill holes, not terribly deep because we think that the anomalies we've identified are shallow. And then we have to take our technical team back and say, well, after those 20 holes, what do we have and what do we focus on? So over the next 12 months, it's going to be a lot of analysis, drilling and analysis, and a planning for the next stage of drilling for both properties. We're going to be busy. It'll take not a lot of money to get us through in the next 12 months, But in general, it's getting our geological team together and deciding where are where our focus should be.
Certainly, as far as the way that the company works within the sector, are alliances and joint ventures an important part of your business model?
Our business model right now is a combination of a joint venture in Mexico. We do have a joint venture with Pan American Silver. Along with Intrepid Mines.
Mm-hmm.
That is a development that occurred over the years. We were asked by Intrepid to come in and help finance and JV with on their part of the JV with Pan American Silver. None of it is, or Greyhound is 100% owned by us. What I'd like to do is finance that ourselves and develop that property as best we can to hopefully develop a mine at the end of the day. And keep in mind that our Nunavut project is something like 30 kilometers south of Agnico Eagle's Meadowbank mine, and their road, the road that they constructed for $60 million runs right through our property. So we have an infrastructure, we have a dedicated workforce out of Baker Lake that hopefully we could help. We could eventually develop a mine there if we get the results we think we're going to get.
Great. And so in terms of investors, do you think, Robert, that right now your company's investment story and upside potential is completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
No, not yet. I think we are. We had a tremendous run on our stock on the upside when we announced our Mexican results, and it was much greater than I expected. We went from 9.5 cents to 60 cents at the peak, settling at 44 cents a share in one day. The
wow.
Stock trading anywhere, like it's we've been beaten up a little bit in the marketplace of late. We're down to about 25 cents, but it's been trading anywhere from, you know, 28 cents to 35 cents. Which is a good level. Whether it's justified, who knows, because you cannot put a valuation on exploration companies. But in general, I think there's some knowledge in the market. I think the market has to understand a little bit better what we have, and I think that's my job to get them to know exactly the type of mineralization we have in Mexico and the potential in Greyhound. And that's my job over the next few months to get more and more investors knowledgeable.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Robert Bowes, President and CEO of Aura Silver Resources. Once again, trading on the Toronto Stock Exchange Venture, ticker symbol AUU, and as mentioned, trading at 25 cents a share. So before we conclude, Mr. Bowes, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Sure. It's the size of the properties, number one, and the size of the geological structure on both properties. I think with what we have today at 25 cents and the fact that some investors wanted to spend 60 cents on this stock, there's probably considerable upside if, and this is a big if we get positive drill results out of Mexico and we get some significant geological and geophysical analysis out of the project we're doing up in Nunavut. It's speculative, and I think investors have to understand that, but I think we're in a pretty good position at this stage.
Great. Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress and report on your upcoming results. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
Great. Thank you, Juan. I appreciate it.
Anytime.